So the topic of this of these talks for the Sangha is the eight beliefs in Buddhism. And it's been coming up a lot, just this discussion about the about beliefs, and it's funny to me that I never really focused on the word belief so much in the title, and in fact it kind of just went right past me, almost like I didn't hear it. It's just like eight ways of Buddhism or something. I don't know what I was hearing. And then over the past few weeks, when Roshi's been talking about, you know, belief, and Doman talked about his comment or his little conversation with Roshi about belief, and it really started to strike me and kind of sink in with what is belief, and it really makes sense to me that if we truly believe, it's almost like everything else is just falls into place. We don't have to worry about any of that. We don't. I mean, if we truly believe, we would already be enlightened, and in a way, then the belief is sort of irrelevant at that point. In any case. But I don't know if I'm making this clear, but so the belief really started to resonate for me, this thing that, and that's not even right to call it a thing, but just this being of belief. And it reminded me of kind of like faith, belief, trust, they all sort of started flowing together for me. And it's probably way too much in my head freaking this out, but faith started to feel like, well, that's kind of abstract, and belief sounds a little more, you know, something I can sort of sink my teeth into. And then it went the exact opposite, to where faith was like, oh, okay, that's, I don't know, something that's a little easier to hold on to, because it's like, I can believe and I can have faith in something, and it can be this sort of abstract thing. And yet belief seems a little more concrete, a little bit harder. It's like I really have to believe it. I have to be able to sort of almost prove it to myself. And so I was sort of working with those. And I don't know when it was, but maybe it was last summer or the summer before, Doman recommended a book to me. And I, it seems like I don't ever have time to read, but since I was on a plane and I took a book with me, I took this book, Nine-Headed Dragon River, and the book's interesting, but the part I'm going to talk about in this is actually, it's a quote from the Rinzai Roku, which is about faith, and it's funny how these things sort of come up when you're, well, at least when I'm working on things, they just sort of start to appear around me. So I'm just going to read a couple of sentences that really seem to resonate for me. So he says, when faith in yourself is lacking, you find yourselves hurried by others in every possible way. At every encounter, you're no longer your master. You're driven about by others this way and that. And that came back to the talk for me, in that it's like you can have faith, or I can have faith at least, in that there's that the Buddha way is real, that it can be realized. But where the belief comes in is that that's where it becomes kind of hard for me. It's like, do I believe I can really do it? And yet I have sort of proof around me that it works, proof in my own life, not proof from anywhere else. And it's almost kind of dumb that I would even doubt, because I mean, the things just happen. This new job just sort of flowed, and it seems to be the right thing, and it's all just come together. I even had a funny thing happen on my flight to Texas last weekend. I got on the plane, we taxied out, started to leave, and the pilot comes on the air, and comes over the intercom, and he says, "There's a problem with the air conditioner. We're just going to do a few things, and we'll fix it." 20 minutes later, he says, "Okay, we're going to have to fly at a lower altitude, and we're going to need some more fuel, but we're still going to leave." About 20 or 30 minutes later, he says, "Oh, there's something else that's come up. It's the oil filter, and now we have to find out about that." And so we sat out on the tarmac for about an hour or so, And he said, well, now we're, oh, and that was waiting just to get back in so they could check and see what the problem was, because we had lost our place at the gate. And so the funny thing was, it just didn't really matter to me. I was just sitting there, and so it was okay. We get back into the gate, and then he says, well, we don't have the part. It's a simple thing to fix, but we're at John Wayne Airport, and we don't have any maintenance stuff here, so we're going to have to fly a part in. But don't worry, just go inside and go back downstairs and get in line, and they'll find you another flight. So, okay. Like, still, okay, I'm just going to stay with my practice and just walk out. I hadn't checked any baggage, so that was good. And as I'm walking out and I'm walking in the airport, the guy who was sitting next to me, who I had maybe said two words to, says, do you want to come to the Admiral Club with me? He said, there's a ticket agent there who can just help you and take care of that. Like, oh, you know, okay, sure. And it all just fell together. I went up with him. They gave me the ticket. I went right back downstairs. They called my name, and I got on a flight and left. So I ended up having an hour and a half delay, but that was it. And it wasn't any problem for being picked up in Texas. And I mean, to me, that's still just one little example of, in the past, I might have gotten all worked up about this and tried to do something about it. But I didn't, and it all just keeps working. And this is what's happening in my life. And so that's why I say it's dumb. I say I have a trouble with belief, and yet here it is. So how can I have any trouble with belief?